If you were to pick up the current issue of the London Review of Books, you could wade through a 5,000-word article on the new Shanghai, or you could go straight to the personal ads, and you'd find one that reads in its entirety,
"Your Christmas booking's now taken. Pathetic man, 37.
Pathetic man is not alone. Far from it. The personals, or lonely hearts ads, of the London Review of Books are a teeming collection of the pathetic, the downtrodden, and the ever-hopeful.
Shy, ugly man, fond of extended periods of self-pity, middle-aged, flatulent and overweight, seeks the impossible.
Eager to please woman, 36, seeks domineering man to take advantage of her flagging confidence. Tell me I'm pretty, then watch me cling."
Well, those ads and many, many more have now been compiled in a book titled They Call Me Naughty Lola. It's edited by David Rose, who is the advertising director of the London Review of Books. And David Rose, I understand we have you to thank for these ads appearing at all in the first place.
Yeah, it's a bit of a cross to bear, really. I started them in 1998, but it was always a sort of very altruistic idea that I had, a very naive idea that I'd be getting together people with very similar literary tastes, people who like Jane Austen or Thomas Hardy. But no, they were always just instantly very, very silly.
And your readership constantly surprises you, I guess.
It did initially, but now it just sends me into despair every Monday morning.
You know, it's interesting because if I think about personal ads here, it would be, you know, shapely redhead, likes fine dining and walks on the beach. And you have none of that.
Yeah, that's right. I think the British are uniquely hopeless in their quest for love. Certainly the intellectual elements of the UK. Perhaps they're too embarrassed to have the American pitch. In America, for example, the pitches in the New York Review of Books, you know, they're incredibly positive, very, very upbeat. We've never had that in the LRB.
Bald, fat, short and ugly male, 53, seeks short-sighted woman with tremendous sexual appetite.
I think that there are certain things they take for granted. Being readers of that magazine, there would be no reason for them to say, I really enjoy reading and literature and things like that. So instead they just leap straight to the absurd.
Absurd, and there's no unflattering detail too small in these ads, really, is there?
That's right, they just go straight for it. There's this one here, one of my favourites. "Most vegetarians complain about missing the taste of bacon. Not me. I complain about my liver disease and rural postal services. Man, 40. It's sort of, you know, it's charming in a way. It's that sort of pathetic, aw. And, you know, some of them get responses. It's interesting.
Well, you know, there is the pathetic group, and then there's a whole other strain, which is sort of belligerent and arrogant.
"Bastard. Complete and utter. Whatever you do, don't reply. You'll only regret it.
Blah, blah, whatever. Indifferent woman. Go ahead and write. Box number 3253. Like I care."
Unashamed triumphalist male for the past 46 years. Will I bore you? Probably. Do I care? Probably not.
What do you think these people are trying to say?
It's difficult, isn't it? I mean, I guess the question is, are these people for real? You know, they are for real because they're paying money to place them. So I think very definitely they do want to look for a mate. But yeah, they play the game. The stakes are so low that in a way they can pass it off if it doesn't work. They can say, well, I was just having a bit of a joke. It was just a bit of fun. But, you know, I think a lot of them are certainly serious in their intention to get a mate.
When these ads come in to you, is there a boom time for the Lonely Heart ad?
Absolutely. Monday mornings, there's a sea of people who have written adverts over the weekend. And you can almost hear the chink of wine bottles in the background as these things are being written. You know, you get the sense that they've sat there of a Saturday evening and thought, never again, I will never again sit here of a Saturday evening on my own when I should be out dancing. And they drink a couple of glasses of wine and then they decide to write their ad. And it is very endearing. It's pathetic. It's, you know, it's a very endearing pathos, I think.
I like some of the ones that anticipate a response that they think they're going to get.
"Attention, male London Review of Books readers. Greetings, Earthling. I have come to infest your puny body with legions of my spawn. Is no way to begin a reply. Female, 36. Suspicious of any men declaring themselves to be in possession of a great sense of humour."
Do you know, they're amongst my favourite ads, those sort of you know who you are ads. You get the sense they have placed Lonely Hearts before and they've never been too impressed with the responses they've had. And, you know, we had one recently. It was a woman who was insisting that she didn't want a man who named his genitals after German chancellors. And you've got to wonder about the history behind that sort of thing.
She just had one blind date too many, I think.
I would think so. I would certainly expect so.
Have you done any follow-through to figure out, you know, has anything come of any of these pathetic, downtrodden...
Well, it's interesting. I think
people.
We never really used to hear, we'd hear from people who hadn't got responses and weren't happy. They'd phone in and say, well, I placed an ad with you and only got one reply. But we didn't tend to hear from people who had placed ads and had successful relationships from it. But when we started researching the book, we put an ad in the paper saying, if you've had any degree of success, you know, whatever level, let us know. And I was amazed, actually, at the amount of people that had been married through the column. And one poor woman who had placed her advert, met her partner, married him, got divorced, and then subsequently came back and placed a second ad.
So hope springs eternal.
Absolutely right. I would never in a million years say it's a fantastically successful column to advertise in. But we've had our fair share.
Your stars for today. A pretty Cancerian, 35, will cook you a lovely meal, caress your hair softly, then squeeze every damn penny from your adulterous bank account before slashing the tyres of your Beamer. Let that serve as a warning. Now then, risotto?
I like my women the way I like my kebab. Found by surprise after a drunken night out and covered in too much tahini. Before long, I'll have discarded you on the pavement of life, but until then, you're the perfect complement to a perfect evening. Man, 32, rarely produces winning metaphors.
I wonder if you were, and I understand you're happily married, so we don't need to worry about this, but if you were to compose your own personal ad for yourself... Give it a shot.
Well, it's tricky, isn't it? I've always said it's, you know, people think it's quite easy to compose a Lonely Heart ad. And it isn't. It's impossible to condense yourself into 30 words, you know. But one of the easiest ways to do it is to get a friend or someone you know to write the ad for you. So I asked my wife, if you were my friend rather than my wife, what would you put? And her idea was, well, doesn't snore as much as you might think for someone with such a fat neck. Still has a little bit of money left on one of his credit cards. Not quite as flatulent as you'd expect. So that's as good as I've ever got.
Been married a long time, have you, Mr. Rose?
Far too long. 17 years, that's a hell of a long time.
David Rose, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
David Rose, editor of the book They Call Me Naughty Lola, personal ads from the London Review of Books. The title, as you may imagine, is taken from an ad that reads...
They call me Naughty Lola, run-of-the-mill, beardy physicist, male, 46.
And you can read many, many more ads from the book at our website, npr.org.
This is All Things Considered.